my lemon drop. Isn't it a wonderful day? The birds are chirping, the weather's amazing, and I have you all to myself. I made you some breakfast. I know it isn't your favorite meal, but I need to make sure you're well fed and looked after. I made you some freshly squeezed orange juice and some toast. I'm not sure if you liked jam on it or not, so I brought some with me, just in case. Don't be silly. I'll feed you. I wouldn't want you to strain yourself or damage that stunning hand and body of yours. I had to keep you in good shape so we can have a nice, long life together. Now, say, Come on. Open that pretty mouth of yours so you can have some food. It's good. I promise. Open your mouth before I make you. This is your last warning, my dear lemon drop.
You stupid!
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to yell. You need to eat eventually. You can't starve yourself forever. Eventually, that will to live will kick in and you'll cave. You'll eat right from my hand. Oh, yes, you will. You're too strong to admit it right now, but eventually, you'll give in and realize that this is the best life for you. I have given you all that you will ever need here. I've even mimicked your bedroom perfectly. I've got all of your plushies. The color of the wall is exactly the same. I painted it, made the furniture, bought the exact decor you use, and it still isn't enough. We may have gotten off on the wrong foot, my lemon drop. All I ever want is you to be safe and sound. And the only way I can be sure of that is if I take care of you all the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And within those many hours and years we will spend together, you may even grow to like me. Maybe even learn to love me.
Don't give me attitude, you little bit.
No. Come on, Lime. You mustn't insult your beloved lemon drop. Be nice, take deep breaths. Since you seem to be in such a foul mood, I will simply come back later. Think about how you've been so rude when I've been nothing but loving, caring, and oh, so nice to you. You will have to sit here all alone. If you get hungry, just eat the food that you knocked on the floor. If you're gonna behave like an animal, you can eat like one too.
Lemon drop. I feel bad for making you sit alone in the dark, but I'm coming to keep you company.
Oh, Lemon drop? Shit, where did you go? Lemon drop! Oh, my lemon drop! You couldn't have gotten far, right? I did lock the door when I left, and they don't seem to have smashed the windows as a way out. So, they must be hiding here. that many places for them to hide, so it shouldn't take me too long to find them. In fact, I bet they can hear me right now. Oh, lemon drop. How cute. You think you can hide from me? I know you more than anyone else. More than your family. More than your friends. More than any of your fans. More than anyone you have ever known or have spoken to in your entire life. Are you in the closet? No. Hiding in one of these drawers? No. Behind these shelves. Lemon drop. If you don't come out in the next 5 seconds, I will tear this room apart. And then you will be the one to clean it back up. 5, 4, 3, 2. There. Oh no, don't try crawling back under there. I will drag you out by the ankles if I have to. And I know you can't hide under there forever. Come out now. Get on out. Don't try and kick me. That's no way to treat your number one fan. How do you think the other fans would react to you mistreating your loyal followers like this? Come here now. Stop fucking moving, sweetie. If you're going to try to hide from me, I need to tie you up and ensure you never do it again. Can't have you hiding from all the love I have to give you. Let me tie you up all nice. I'll even give you a cute little bow to go with it. I can make sure you're nice and safe. No hiding from me ever again. Not ever. Never ever. Not for as long as you are down here. For as long as it takes for you to accept that this is your life now. Oh yes it is. You're going to stay in this room until you show me that you love me. More than a celebrity that only appreciates their fans. No, I want you to love me. I want you to need me more than you need air to breathe. I want you to want me so bad that you put all this troubled past we have behind us. I can see that I'm not going to convince you anytime soon, but that's okay. You'll give in to me eventually. I just know it. Oh, and don't try hiding from me again, Lem. Hello again, my dear lemon drop. How are those ropes treating you? Not too tight? Not too loose? Oh, spare me the attitude. I was nice enough not to put duct tape over your mouth. You're lucky I like listening to your voice too much to do that. I brought you some more food. I kind of realized you wouldn't be able to eat off the floor because of the ropes. So, I brought you more food. I got it from that takeout place you always go to on your daily walks. So you're giving me the silent treatment now. Great. You know, when I said not to give me attitude, I didn't mean to just not talk to me at all. Fine. Stay quiet, then. Look, I know you might not like me, Lemon Drop. You might even hate me at this point. But that's okay. Because I'm more than happy to change that. I'll do anything to make you happy, Lemon Drop. Even if that means using a few more drastic measures. Oh, so now we want to talk. It's too late. You're too stubborn, too reluctant to see how nice, how caring I am to you. I've run out of patience, and I've run out of ways to do this peacefully. It's too late for negotiations. It's too late. I'm gonna do whatever it takes to make you love me. Oh, my Lemon Drop, my Lemon Drop. How you wound me so, begging and pleading for me to let you go. Something, something, rhyme, rhyme about sticks and stones. But let's see how attached you are to your bones. Oh, now that was so fun. Such a shame I missed your hand, though. I won't make that mistake again. Let me drag you over to the table so I can put your hands on a nice, solid surface. Let me just remove those. There we go. Much better. Oh, Lemon Drop. Why the tears? Lemons aren't meant to make you cry. That's onions, silly. Look at you getting your food all mixed up. Maybe you wouldn't be so confused if you actually ate the food I gave you. Don't try to apologize now. It's too late. You've pushed all the wrong buttons, Lemon Drop. There's no restart, no try again, no start a new save file. No, no, no. Ooh. That time I got real close, didn't I? Whoops. What I'm trying to say, Lemon Drop, is that you really hurt me. I've tried all the ways I know how to. I've kidnapped you, hospitalized your family, tried to force feed you, and you won't even tell me you like me. You clearly never took those Yandere games you played seriously. Such a shame. You were getting pretty good at those. It's so sad that you'll never be able to complete them. Know what you could have done right to get the happy ending I wanted to give you. Now, which of these fingers do you like less? They're all very close. What if I miss one? Oh, this is so much fun. I don't know why I didn't do this sooner. Making you squirm, making you tremble, making you whimper. All out of fear that I might just hurt you. Oh, but don't worry. I'm only doing this because I love you. I need you to love me. Do you understand, Lemon Drop? I said, do you understand? Because if you don't, I might have to turn to more drastic measures. I could rip your fingernails off. I could break every single one of your fingers. I could even maybe remove some of those teeth of yours. Turn them into a pretty necklace or some nice earrings. No one would ever know they were yours. But I would. It would be like me keeping a piece of you close whenever I went outside. Like you claiming me as yours, and only yours. Giving me a piece of your body to wear, to keep at all times. Actually, stay still. I want to make sure I pulled the best one. Let's see. This one is bigger, but that one might be easier for me to yank out. Lemon drop, you better shut the fuck up right now so I can concentrate. Keep making so much noise and I might have to bring the hammer back out. There we go. The perfect tooth. Now, hold still. Oh my. Lemon drop. What perfect teeth you have. And so much blood already. Let me get you a tissue for that in just a moment. As soon as I have your pretty tooth in my hand. It's wriggling. It's almost there. I did it! I have Lemon Drop's tooth! I have Lemon Drop's tooth! Oh dear. You're crying. Hold on. Don't be such a baby. Not even letting me celebrate. Fine, I'll get you some tissues. Here. There, there. Don't cry. I know that must have hurt a lot, but it's worth it to see me happy, right? Because that's what a good partner does. You go through the pain because seeing me happy makes it all worth it in the end. No. What do you mean? No. Lemon drop. That isn't the right answer. And you know it. You know I have to punish you now, right? Now, don't make too much noise or move too much. It'll only make me need to punish you more. I'm sorry, Lemon Drop. I didn't want to hurt you, but you forced my hand. Be a good Lemon Drop whilst I go get you some painkillers. Don't hate me too much, Lemon Drop. It'll only make things worse for you in the long run.